This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Blessed Resurrection Day. It's Tuesday, the resurrected Christ. We remember him not only with our memory, but with our lives. Blessed be Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. First of all, I want to invite you tonight to Halifax, Massachusetts, Our Lady of the Lakes. We're having a resurrection healing service tonight, Tuesday, Halifax, Massachusetts, at 7 o'clock, Our Lady of the Lakes. Come and join in the worship, because there's no healing apart from worship. And tomorrow night at St. John's in Quincy, our prayer meeting and our healing service, 7 o'clock at St. John's in Quincy on Wednesday evening. Oh, come. Come early. Come at 6:05 so that you celebrate the Mass of the Resurrection on Wednesday. Oh, yes, we're there at 6:05 celebrating the Mass of the Resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ, and then the prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. Oh, yes, you need to be where the power of God is. You see, the Word of God says on the day of Pentecost, they were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, in one place. I'm telling you, this one place on Wednesday night and on Tuesday night is going to be where the Holy Spirit is. How do I know that? Because we invoke the power of the resurrection, and he breathes on us and says, receive the Holy Spirit. I tell you, it's all real. It's all real. Today, I want to talk about something that St. Ignatius talked about in his retreat of 30 days. I want you to picture a road, very, very wide, a wide road. I want you to picture it in your mind. And now, I want you to picture another road, a very, very narrow road. Picture it in your mind. Jesus says, few choose the narrow road. That's him. He's the narrow road. Many choose the wide road. That's the road of Satan. I tell you, wine, women, and songs, having no care about my sins, keep on sinning because I'm miserable. I tell you, do not choose the wide road. The wide road. Choose the narrow road. That's the road that leads to life. That's the road that Jesus is. Choose the narrow road. Many choose the wide road. Maybe you're one of the many. You can change right now. You can change right now. You can change right now and choose the narrow road. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Because no one comes to the Father except through me, the Lord Jesus said. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the King of glory. He has the ability to manifest his presence to you today. Because you want to know what? Jesus is in love with you. Oh, yes. Not only does he love you, he's in love with you. And he wants to bestow on you today the great gift of the Holy Spirit. And you only need to ask. Jesus said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Oh, Jesus, we ask the Father today for this broadcast to inundate us with the presence and the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit, that people who have not yet been clicking on the radio will do it now and hear the message of salvation, that the road that leads to perdition is very wide, but the road that leads to heaven is very narrow. That's the narrow road of Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What road are you choosing today? It's time to change if you're on the big, wide road leading to hell. Not many people talk about hell anymore. I will, because Jesus talks about hell. I don't want to see anyone going to hell. That's why I preach with Anthony the power of the blood of Jesus, the power of the cross of Jesus, the power of the risen Savior. I don't want anyone going to hell. That's why we preach. That's why we're on the air. I'm not on the air to make a name for myself. I'm on the air to save people from hell and bring them into the glory of God, not when they die, but now. Because now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to give your life to Jesus. No matter what. I hear someone saying, the only Jesus I know is the curse words that come out of my mouth. Well, the Lord is saying to you, repent. Turn away from your curse words and give me your life. I who was nailed to the cross for you, and I who rose from the dead for you, turn away from your way of life and turn to me, and I will not only give you eternal life, you will receive forgiveness. Oh, yes, turn to me. Not even to the church, not even to Father Tom, not either to Anthony, but to Jesus Christ. Turn to me, and I will give you rest. Not many people preach that. If I preached on Easter Sunday, I would have preached hell and heaven. Oh, yes, because I tell you, when the church is full, people are there that never come. They've never heard the gospel message that Jesus Christ saves us from hell through his blood, through his death and resurrection. And I'm going to tell you what Jesus says about hell. Many choose it. And the road that leads to life is narrow. It's the road of Christ. And few choose it. I tell you, we had the crowds on Easter Sunday. When I was pastor or administrator at Holy Rosary, on Christmas and Easter, I would preach heaven and hell. Because they had to make a choice, not only them, but me. That's the message. Don't choose hell. Choose Jesus. Don't choose hell. Choose Jesus. He's the forgiveness of your sins. He's been raised from the dead. He has plans for your life. Hear that again. He has plans for your life. Choose Jesus. He died in your place so that you would be not guilty. He took the rap of being guilty upon the cross. He conquered death by his death, burial, and resurrection. Choose Jesus today. Do not choose your way of life. It leads to hell, and hell is forever. No one tells us that anymore. Hell is forever, and no one ever need to go there if they give their life to the Redeemer, to the risen Savior. His name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
And heaven is not for people who are afraid of hell. Heaven is reserved for those who are madly in love for Jesus. Heaven isn't built for people afraid of hell. Heaven is a place for people who are madly in love with Jesus. If we can't submit to Jesus in this life, if we can't submit to Jesus right now as our Lord and Savior, how are we going to be able to submit to him at the hour of our death? We never know when we're going to go. We never know when the Father's going to call us home. But we need to submit to Jesus right here. Right now, the kingdom of God is now. Yes. We're either slaves to sin, which leads to death, or we're slaves to Christ, it leads to righteousness and eternal life. Either way, you're going to be a slave in this world. Either way, you're going to be a slave in this life. Just be a slave to Christ. You know, we're surrendered to Christ or we're surrendered to ourselves. There's only two types of people in this world. Sinners who have received forgiveness from Jesus and surrendered to them. And sinners who have rejected Jesus and are on their way to perdition. You see, Father Tom just said, Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. The greatest sign of faith isn't miracles. The greatest sign of faith is rest. Knowing that you are complete in Christ and you have the whole kingdom of God within you. That you are complete and full in Jesus Christ. And the kingdom of God is within you. You see, we want to look within us. Sometimes it's scary to look within because we might not like everything we see. We might see control. We might see fear. We might see darkness. We might see sin. But the light of Christ comes to eradicate all darkness. You see, we're all going to sin and fall short of the glory of God. That is why Jesus gave us confession. So what is God really concerned with if we have sinned? It's our heart posture. It's our heart disposition. The only sin God can't forgive us for is the sin we don't ask forgiveness from. See, when we sin and we fall, but we go to confession, we confess our sins, we ask the Lord Jesus to help us. That is like the sweet sense of fragrance going to heaven for Jesus. It's when our heart becomes hard and there's a sin we don't want to let go. You know, I know this is sin, but Jesus will be okay with this. Jesus doesn't care. I'm going to do it my way anyways. See, that hardened heart, that is what leads us to hell. Because God doesn't see how man sees. God sees your heart. Are you so in love with Jesus that you live in the fear of God? The fear of God is not fear of punishment, like God's going to hurt us. The fear of God is I fear offending Jesus because I love him so much, because he died for me, because he rose for me. And I want to live in that new life creation that Jesus has given to me. When you get to the Father in the judgment seat, he's going to see your heart. Did you live your life only to please God? That, Jesus, I love you with every moment of my life. You know, we got to choose hell. When we choose Jesus, we choose heaven. When we reject Jesus, we choose hell. But it's not this one-time thing of I said the sinner's prayer, now I'm saved. No. It's a lie. I am saved. I have been saved. I will be saved. Salvation is a moment-to-moment thing where every moment I am choosing Jesus. I am choosing Jesus. You see, when Jesus sees our heart, that every moment I give Jesus my heart and I am choosing Jesus, yes. He will always be there to save us. But if we get prideful and you said, I said the sinner's prayer in 2010, and I'm going to live how I want to live because Jesus paid the price on the cross. Don't do that. You see, Jesus forgave our sins, but there's still our responsibility where we have our soul, and our soul needs to be purified. That's what purgatory is for. But see, the greatest pain for man to encounter would be to appear before God with darkness and sin in our heart. That pain is unbearable to be in the light of Christ. So what does God give us the grace to do in our mercy? We have been forgiven for all of our sins, Amen. But we need to be purged so that when we come into the light of Christ, we are ready to receive him. See, the fires of heaven and the fires are the same love that flows over the children of God. Is the same love and the same fire that burns the demons. It's the same thing. Because people run from the fire of God. Demons run from the love of God. Because God's love and God's Holy Spirit fire, that same fire that brings us into union with God, it burns the demons.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Yes, I was there. I was there. In his Sacred Heart, even before I was born. He chose me. He chose Anthony. He chose you, who are saved, to be with him as he died and as he rose. You see, with him I died. With him I rose. Oh, it's all about Jesus Christ. It's not about the Easter Bunny. I tell you, it's so nuts. People think about the Easter Bunny. Even the White House, they had the Easter Bunny running around the garden. How dumb that is. It's not the Easter Bunny. It's the Easter Lord. It's the risen Savior. It's Christ, King of Glory, not the Easter Bunny. And we're very, very stupid that we tell our little children that the Easter Bunny is coming. No, no, no. Jesus has been raised from the dead. Jesus was dead, and now he's alive. We need to tell our children that, not the stupid stuff about the Easter Bunny. That's such nuts. That's nuts. And we as Catholics have not proclaimed the death and resurrection of Jesus to our children. Now, who's responsible to proclaim the death and resurrection to our children? Mother and father, they are the first church to give to the children that Jesus died for them and Jesus rose from the dead for them. Mother and father, that's the first church to proclaim the resurrection, not father. And you know, so many people come on Easter Sunday. They fill the church, but they have no idea that he died for them and he rose for them. They have no idea. God has a plan for your life. Maybe you just snapped on the stupid radio. God has a plan for your life, and that plan is good, but it will not be until you choose Jesus Christ, not Mohammed, not Buddha. No, none of those people. They're all dead. Choose Jesus. He's alive. He's conquered death through the power of his death and resurrection. He's alive.
And as a man, you're called to be the high priest of your house, the high priest of your children. And as a wife and a woman, you're called to support the man as that high priest. But let me give you a very easy way to preach the gospel as a Catholic, as a Christian, as anyone. If you meet anyone and you ask them, do you believe in an afterlife? Do you believe in heaven and hell? Then ask them, have you heard of the Ten Commandments? They're going to light up because they have heard the Ten Commandments, and it's going to make them feel smart. And the Lord, and then you're going to say, the Lord said, don't steal. You know, don't look at a woman with adultery in your heart. Don't lie. So when you get to the throne of God, he's going to ask you, have you told one lie? Have you stolen anything, even an eraser in the third grade? And everyone's going to say yes. You say, I have too. I have too. And if God's a just God, do we deserve heaven or hell, knowing sin can't enter? Because you just said that you're a lying, thieving person, as I am too. And they're going to come to a conclusion that, you know, I'm guilty. And you tell them, you know, if you go into a courtroom and you rob a bank and you tell the judge, yes, I did rob the bank, but you don't understand, judge. I fed the poor. I was nice to my neighbor. I gave money to charity. What is the judge going to say? He's going to say, that's wonderful, but you are guilty. You are guilty. But do you know what God did for people who are guilty like us and we deserve to go to prison? They may know, they may not know. You say he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for the sin of the world, to take the punishment that you deserve and take the punishment that I deserve. And there's not enough good things that you can do on your own because the price had to be paid. And Jesus paid that price for you alone. So the way to go to heaven is not by doing nice things. The way to go to heaven is to receive the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and give your life to him. And you have that opportunity right here, right now, to be forgiven for your sins and to enter into eternal life. But then once you receive Jesus, you need to live for him. Because we live and we act from who we are. You see, how we live our life is a reflection of our faith. But when they give their life to Jesus, then you say, listen, now it's time for you to receive the Holy Spirit. That is the same power that was in Jesus. Because the Father's in heaven. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. But he's given us his spirit of love, peace, power. His spirit that will start to eradicate sin in your life, make you a little Christ, and let you be reborn into the power of God. And then you lay hands upon them and you ask Jesus to baptize them in the Holy Spirit like the apostles received on the day of Pentecost. And the more of God's divine life you have within you, the more you can release into that person. That the Holy Spirit comes through a vessel. And as you lay hands on them, they receive the power of the Holy Spirit and they are saved. Salvation is a very easy thing. Evangelism should be very easy, but you gotta be at rest, and you gotta contain a realm and a dimension of heaven within you that is transferable to other people. Because it's not only the words you say, but it's a spirit of love, power, and authority that you carry within you.
A spirit of love, power, and authority. I tell you, those foolish apostles, they ran away on Good Friday. But on Pentecost, they had that spirit of love, power, and authority. You need Pentecost. Oh, yes. You say, what do I need as a Christian? You need Pentecost. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. The forgiveness of your sins through the blood of Jesus, and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right now, the Lord is just showing me an image of your heart, and his desire is to pour out the Holy Spirit without measure. But if you're not surrendered, if your heart is not wide open, he can only give you drips and drops of himself. But he wants you right now to say, Lord, I open my heart, I open my life, I surrender everything unto you, and Amen. Then he will pour out without measure.
Everything, Lord, everything. I've screwed up my life, and it's time to give my life to you, who can make good out of a screwed up life.
Or maybe you have your life all together, all buttoned up, and you got a good job and a family, but you're empty inside.
Empty inside. What is that telling you? God wants you filled. Oh, on the day of Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is real. Oh, I experienced Pentecost experientially in 1968 by the Blessed Sacrament. Oh, I experienced Pentecost. But I'm going to tell you, not every Christian has received the power of the Holy Ghost, the power to speak in other languages, the power to prophesy, the power to bring healing to the people one at a time.
Is it God's will that every Christian walk in that?
Yes.
That you walk in that?
Yes. God's will. He gave us not only his death, burial, and resurrection, he gave us Pentecost. But I'll tell you, there's a cost in Pentecost. Father Tom, do you believe in speaking in tongues? Oh, I do. Father Tom, do you believe in the prophetic word? Oh, I do. Father Tom, do you believe that when you and Anthony and other believers pray for the sick, that God's going to heal them? Oh, I do. I believe it. I received Pentecost in 1968 experientially. Not when I received confirmation. I got the Holy Spirit at confirmation, but no experience. In 1968, I not only received the Holy Spirit, I had the experience of the Holy Spirit. You need that today. Let's pray for it. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, Pour out your Holy Spirit upon those that are thirsty for God. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon those who have sinned and they go to confession. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that they can go about their neighborhood and the grocery store and tell people that Christ has died, that Christ is risen, that he loves them with a perfect love, and he's coming back again. Go out and tell people if you've been filled with the Holy Spirit. Go out like the apostles. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. The bar rooms aren't open. These men have been filled with the Holy Spirit. What about you? What about you? You go to church every Sunday. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? God wants to do that. He wants Pentecost to come upon you in the holy name of the risen Savior.
So just open up as the fire of God begins to fill you. And as you receive the Holy Spirit, everything you desire is already with you. The power, the love, the grace, the glory. But to be activated, you need to be active. Go do something for the kingdom.
See you tonight at Halifax, a healing service. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.